And welcome back. This is Up to Date on KCUR 89.3. I'm Steve Kraske. Spring 2021 was the first season that the NAIA and the Kansas Collegiate Athletic Conference offered women's flag football. For Ottawa University, that was a very good thing. Located in Overland Park, Ottawa dominated in its first year in the league and just returned home after winning the national championship in Atlanta. The Ottawa Braves walked away with a Coach of the Year winner, a Player of the Year, and 15 players in the Kansas Collegiate Athletic Conference All-Conference team. With us to talk about all this is Liz Sowers. She's the women's head flag football coach for Ottawa University. She recently was named the Kansas Collegiate Athletic Conference Coach of the Year. She plays quarterback for the Kansas City Glory in the Women's National Football Conference. Liz, it's nice to have you. Welcome and congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Clara Bowden is also with us. She's a player on the team. She plays quarterback and wide receiver. Clara, good to have you too. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
So, Clara, do I understand right? The Ottawa Braves won the NAIA National Championship in the first year that there was an NAIA National Championship to be won?
Yes, that's exactly what we did. We swept the KCAC. And then we won the national championship.
That's pretty cool, Clara.
Yep. Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Liz, how many teams did you have to beat out?
So there were actually ended up being 10 that made it to the national, the NAIA championships. 13 decided to enter into this year and start up a program. And with COVID and some things, there were obviously some issues getting those teams back to the tournament, but you know, we had to beat out everybody, and we did.
Liz, what was the score of the national championship game?
It was 6-7.
And who did you defeat?
So we beat Kaiser, and they actually ended up beating us by 1 point earlier in the year when we traveled to Florida. And then, ironically, the seeding and how it went with the NAIA national championship, it went on points scored against you, and they beat us in that aspect by 1 point. So everything ended up being a 1 point differential, and we came out on top.
Clara, I gather that national championship game then was pretty exciting.
Oh, well, that's something I'll never forget. If I'm going to be honest, it was an amazing experience.
Can you describe to us just how close the game was, how competitive?
Oh, we were the first team to score, and how it works is that you score a touchdown, 6 points, and then you have the option to go for an extra point or two or three. We opted to go for one, and we made it. So that puts the pressure on the Kaiser team to when they score, which they did finish by doing, I believe, in the second or third quarter. They had to score for the extra point to tie, which they didn't do. So that being said, in order to win, they have to score again. And the pressure was just on from the moment that first whistle was blown to the last 10 seconds. Anything could happen during the game, and that's the beauty of flag football. So we were on our toes the whole game.
Well, Liz, I'm feeling the tension just hearing you guys describe it. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely wish there would have been a little bit more cushion to make me feel better, but it made it exciting and something I'll never forget.
Liz, did you know going in that you were going to win it, or was it, how confident were you?
I was pretty confident. I knew that we, if we executed and came prepared, that we would walk out champions. I knew that it wouldn't be handed to us. And especially with us losing to Kaiser earlier in the season, I think that that was the best thing that ever happened to us. I mean, we were up the entire game in Florida, and we kind of let that one slip away. And we felt pretty comfortable and kind of let off the gas. And so we had something to prove. And I knew that that loss would end up being the best thing that happened to us.
Well, Liz, I'm just guessing here that you were pretty well prepared, because I should point out that your sister is Katie Sowers, who's one of the first female coaches in the NFL as an assistant offensive coach for the San Francisco 49ers. Didn't she help you out during the season?
Oh, yeah. So she ended up coming back to Kansas City, and we didn't know how much, you know, she would be able to volunteer her time. But the moment she met the girls, she was instantly in love with the entire team and dedicated herself, you know, for free to putting her effort into everything that she had learned from the NFL, and whether it be from the organizational standpoint or coaching standpoint, she brought that to Ottawa. And so we were able to use tools, you know, that are used at the highest level in the NFL.
What, like what, Liz?
So for example, just like programs that she, like Vizio that I have, but I never knew how to use, is a system that they use in regards to playbook. So we were able to, like, in a way easier fashion, get playbooks put on paper using that system that I had no idea how to draw or use in any aspect, especially in regards to football. And she was able to make that with no problem.
Clara, did Katie Sowers help you with strategy?
Oh yeah, definitely. She brought an offensive mindset, but also a defensive mindset to things that maybe as a flag football player, you kind of don't really think about because the standard sadly isn't there. For example, if it's just your offensive stance or the way you cover routes and stuff, not a lot of information is out there online. And just having that, the knowledge of, well, Katie being around and Liz being around with such experience, it's definitely made a difference to having people who know what they're talking about coach you. It makes you know what you're doing.
Well, Liz, did you have an unfair advantage here because you had NFL caliber help on the sideline with you?
I mean, I think that we had an unfair advantage because we had the best talent in the entire country on our roster. And I think that Katie coming in was icing on the cake. And, you know, at Ottawa University and other NAIA programs, we don't have the, you know, a ton of staff. So in the beginning, it felt like, you know, you're trying to, you have all these brand new girls, you just started a brand new program and you're trying to help every one of them, but, you know, you just don't have enough eyes to help every single one. And having her come in and be able to have another set of eyes on the girls to help, it was, I mean, I can't even put it into words.
Clara, why did you even want to play flag football in college? What was that about?
Well, I don't know if you guys know, but I'm actually from Canada and I transferred to play in the States because I've always wanted to be a part of, have a college experience playing in the highest level of flag football that was actually available. So why did I come to Ottawa, Kansas? Simply because I wanted to be coached by the best and I wanted to learn from the best who have been through so much. If just talking about Liz's championships and stuff, I wanted to be shadowed. I wanted to learn from somebody who knew what they were talking about. Not that nobody knows what they're talking about, but I just wanted to learn from somebody that I knew I could trust, and I'm really glad I made that decision.
Well, Clara, were you recruited here to play flag football, or were you just a full-time student who decided you wanted to play football?
I was a full-time student back in Montreal, and I filled up the NAIA form on the portal, reached out on social media, and just wanted to see if there was a possibility of this actually happening. And one thing led to another, and here I am in Ottawa, Kansas.
Did you ever see yourself in Ottawa, Kansas?
Nope. If I would have seen myself, it would have probably been Ottawa, Canada more than Ottawa, Kansas, if I'm going to be honest.
Huh. Well, what was the attraction to you, Clara, to play football? Why not softball or volleyball? What was it about football that drew you in?
I actually transferred from soccer to flag football about 8 years ago. And I don't know, it's just something about how everybody on the team has a different role, but that role is just as important as any other role on the team. And it's also, you know, let's say with soccer, you're playing on the whole field. With flag football, I like that fast-paced environment that you give your maximum for like 10, 20 seconds, and then we start over, and every single play is a new opportunity to make something great.
And Clara, it's a really fast-paced game, right?
Yes, definitely.
Describe that to me. I mean, just why is it so? Why does it move so fast?
Well, let's say if you compare to football, which it isn't the same thing at all, you have blockers where you have more time to let a game play develop. Versus in flag football, you have about 3 seconds, 2 seconds and a half to get that ball out, and people have to be out and about. It's just a super fast game. Things happen super quickly. The game starts and stops, starts and stops, starts and stops a lot more quickly, if I may compare to American football.
Liz, is there, maybe you can help me with the differences between like watching the Chiefs play and watching the Ottawa Braves play flag football? There's no offensive, or there's some offensive line, some defensive line. Just how does it compare?
So there is no offensive, like your technical offensive and defensive line. So the center is eligible as a receiver. And if you were to like in any way compare it to tackle football, you would almost want to see it as it's a blitz every single time. And so, you know, you have a rusher that's 1 yard off the ball, and they're able to come at the quarterback as soon as the ball is snapped. And all you have is a screen blocker that has their hands behind their back, almost like a defensive slide position. And it is extremely fast paced. You have about half the time that you would have in men's tackle football or women's tackle football, which I also play tackle football. So it's very different.
So it's a lot of slants, a lot of quick passing then.
Oh yeah, it's a lot of skill position. So it's truly going to enhance the game for both women's tackle football and flag football, allowing the game to develop, the passing game to develop.
And Liz, when you say it's tough to block that blitzer, then it might, because you have your hands behind your back.
Yes, it is. It's extremely tough. And then it's also, you know, with the quarterback having that little time, the pre-snap read is extremely important, because, you know, if that changes at the snap and all of a sudden your post-snap read is different, you have 1 to 2 seconds to change your mind and figure out where you need to go next.
So, Clara, you're playing quarterback here. When you walk up to the line of scrimmage, what are you looking at? What are you trying to figure out before the ball is snapped?
Well, I'm actually more a wide receiver, but I've played a little bit of quarterback in practice and stuff. Probably Madison could answer more of this, but it's, you look at how the defense is placed, how at the beginning of the game, you have about an idea. At the beginning of the snap, you have an idea about where the ball will go. Sometimes defenses may shift, and depending on who shifts where, with the film we have, with the film sessions we've made, like we're able to predict a little bit more where the ball's going and design plays like that to make sure it works.
How many players, Liz, are on the field at a time?
So it's 7-on-7.
7-on-7. Okay.
Everyone is eligible.
Clara, what does this championship mean, not only to Ottawa, but to the women who are on the team?
What does it mean?
Yeah.
I think it means everything, honestly. All the hard work, the pre-post practice prep, the training room, the film rooms, the arguments within the team, it just makes everything worth it. All the sweat, the tears, and it's just a surreal feeling to end a season on a win.
Liz, you guys actually have a film room for flag football.
Yes. I mean, well, define film room.
Well, that's what I'm asking you to do. what are you talking about here?
Yeah, so I guess film room, like on the road, ended up being Katie in my hotel room, like just being able to watch film and, you know, cram people in there, or film. We get a classroom when we're at Ottawa on campus, and just basically using huddle and clipping up film. And, you know, we have to record or live stream any of the games and record them, screen record them, because we don't get access to them after they've played. So if Kaiser's playing, we record it while it's going on and then clip it later and show the girls what they're about to go against.
I mean, you took this very, very seriously.
Oh yeah. And we're definitely, so my sister and I just moved into a new house, and we spent a lot of yesterday preparing the theater room for the basement for film sessions.
Wow. So Liz, what do you think that this championship means not only to Ottawa, but for the women who play on your team?
I mean, I think, you know, for Ottawa, it's putting the name out there that people, you know, in other parts of the world or country wouldn't know otherwise. So a tiny town in Ottawa, all of a sudden they know it, but it's also changing the game in the terms that women and little girls that have wanted to play this game, you know, whether they're begging their parents to play, now all of a sudden, like, that Christmas present can be a football, and it doesn't seem like it's, you know, just a man's game. And for some reason, women's sports have to, it has to work backwards. So, you know, parents almost have to see a future for their kid in order to allow them to, you know, okay, fine, you can go play flag football. And now seeing a scholarship option in college allows those little girls that have been begging their parents to allow them to play finally to go out and play.
So this is actually a scholarship opportunity at Ottawa?
Yeah, it is. And, you know, I played Division I college basketball. So right. I got my school paid for, and that is unfortunately not the case. So NAIA is still a lot of money, you know, with it being a private college. And I think that's where it's helped me in regards to, I've seen what Division I athletes get. And these are young ladies that are at the top of the game in flag football, and they deserve every single thing that, you know, I got as a basketball player in college. And we're not to that point yet in scholarship money, because they're still paying a lot of money out of pocket.
So the help they get, Liz, is just a partial scholarship, if I'm hearing you right?
Yeah. It's as much as NAIA is allowed to give.
And do you actually recruit players to your team?
Oh yeah. I recruited all of them. So we have girls from, obviously Clara's from Canada, and then we have Las Vegas. We have girls from Florida, from Maryland, from Arkansas, from all over.
And Liz, how are you tracking these women who are playing flag football all across the country? Do you have a network of folks who call you up and say, hey, you ought to see this player here down in Tallahassee, Florida?
Yeah, so that ends up being kind of the best way. So we were given a list, an NAIA list that, like Clara mentioned, that she filled out. So we got that list, and it was just a ton of random names. And with it not being a college sport prior to this past year, the film is really hard to come by. So I've seen, you know, anywhere from cell phone footage on the sideline to, you know, just as much as you can possibly get, or even them saying they don't have film. And then you ask them to maybe, you know, take a few videos doing some, yeah, mounts or whatever. But it's especially during a pandemic, you throw that in the mix. And this year I didn't meet a single one of them in person until they stepped foot on campus.
Wow. So this whole thing you're describing is a lot different than the flag football I played in high school and junior high. This is a very serious sort of full-time occupation for you, if I'm hearing you correctly.
Oh yeah, it is absolutely full-time. You know, coaching is just, I would say, maybe 10% of it. You know, everything else, I feel like sometimes I'm Dr. Phil, sometimes I'm serious. And I feel like I almost adopted 18 to 20 year olds in a matter of a few months. And so it's been very exciting.
So Clara, for you coming from Canada, playing on this team really sort of became your home away from home, if I'm guessing right.
Yes, that's exactly what happened. There's no better way to describe it.
Mm-hmm. And the other girls very much the same way?
Well, definitely we've created a bond that I believe is unique in its form. You don't form this kind of relationship with somebody if you don't see them 6 times, 7 times a week. You eat with them, you talk with them all the time, and you practice and you sweat and you cry and stuff. So definitely a unique bond with a lot of these girls.
Clara, how popular is women's flag football at Ottawa University? How much interest is there in the student body in terms of what you guys are doing?
I think that winning a national championship has definitely put some stars on our name. We are known across campus because we are loud, whether it be with our wins or our demands, our practice, weight room times and stuff. We ask for a lot from the student body, but I think it's something that we deserve and something that we will put respect up to the name. Like, we just won and stuff. We work hard and we play hard, and I think the school recognizes that, and it's just amazing to be a part of this, honestly.
And students turn out and root for you at the games. Do you have a pretty good crowd when you play at home?
Yeah, well, the first games we had a really, really big crowd. Slowly, you know, I don't want to put us on a pedestal, but you know, when you start winning games by a lot, people start coming a little bit less because the games are less tight. But we still have a big crew, especially at home with the live stream and everything. It's amazing to see the support from literally all over the world, whether it be Mexico, Canada, Europe, Russia, whatever. Wow. We see a lot of people comment on social media and stuff that they watch the game in. It's just amazing.
You know, Liz, you've been playing football for a long time yourself, and not just flag football. Tell us a little bit about your football journey to the head coaching job at Ottawa.
Yeah, so I've been playing flag football and tackle football for, I'm going to date myself, about 11 years.
Huh.
And I've played for the U.S. national team, winning a gold medal in both tackle and flag football.
Wow.
But I think it was the gold medal that I won in 2018 with flag football that made me realize just how big flag football was. And you know, we learned the hard way early on. I played for the USA for flag football a couple of years prior to that also, and we never won a gold medal because, you know, whether we lost to Canada or Mexico.
Yay.
Yeah. But it was, you know, a bunch of at first tackle football girls that started and tried to play on the USA flag team. And we realized very quickly it is very different. So flag football is an art. It's not just a girl version of tackle football. You know, I call the men's tackle football team in Ottawa the men's tackle football team because they're not the football team. They're the men's tackle because one day there might be a women's tackle. And we're the women's flag football team because someday there might be a men's flag football team. And flag football is an up-and-coming sport that I think will be in the Olympics very soon.
Hmm. And you say you use the word art to describe flag football. You think those two go hand in hand?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, just in regards, like if you were to see Clara play, for example, she's one of the most deceptive flag, like she will evade a flagpole better than most I've seen, just whether she dips down or she'll flip her hips or do a little yeets move, she calls it. it's a skill and an agility that you don't learn every day.
You know, given that you're quite the athlete yourself, Liz, has that helped you with your coaching?
Oh, I think for sure. So, you know, I went to a junior college first to play basketball, and I was a big fish in a little pond. So I knew what it felt like to be the star, but then I also went to play Division I college basketball where, you know, I averaged maybe 3 minutes a game, and my last game of my career in my senior year, I didn't even get in the game. Hmm. So I remember my career ending and, you know, being upset and kind of mixed emotions because I didn't play. But I knew that that would help me down the road in coaching, which I thought I was gonna coach basketball, and just being able to relate to everyone. But just all my experiences, whether it be basketball or football, has definitely helped.
Well, again, congratulations to the Ottawa Braves. They are the NAIA national champions in women's flag football. That was the voice of Liz Sowers, the head coach. We were also joined by Clara Bowden, a wide receiver for the team. Hey, thank you both for your time. And again, congratulations. That's much more interesting than I expected.
Thank you.
Thank you.